Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And welcome to Monday after the holidays, Warriors, and man, excuse me, it is time. I keep saying that on Monday's Warriors, but it is time. It is time. It is time. I'm going to explain something very, very, very powerful. Very, 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 very powerful. Joe Rogan posted this on his Instagram, and I want to talk about this because it's very, very important to understand where we're at as a society. It is extremely, extremely, extremely important to understand that where we're at as a society, because what's about to happen, Warriors, what's about to happen, is it's going to be the worst economic collapse in your history. Facts. That's why I boldly and confidently can say that. You cannot deny what's happening. Turkey, inflation's at 20%. Venezuela collapsed. Turkey's about to collapse. Countries are starting to collapse financially. Their financial system is worth nothing. Nothing, Warriors. The only reason the U.S., is going to continue to withstand this is because we are the world's reserve currency. And the only reason the dollar has value is because you believe in it. So why do I bring this up? Because this happened in 1929, a disastrous crash in 1929. And most of us are living the weak subconscious mind programming of our grandparents, right? Some are living abundance because of that, and some are living the worst times in their life because of that. Scarcity. Right? The poverty came from that sector. A lot of it came from that sector because they hit so hard on the ground, they weren't able to recover. And that scarcity got passed down from generation to now our generation. And then we're going to pass it down to the next generation because we're about to go through the same thing. The beautiful thing about it, Warriors, is that the richest people, the most abundant people came out of that time as well. And some of you may be living that paradigm. But there's a really cool post that he put out there, and it's called We Are in the Kali Yuga, if I say that right, Kali Yuga. And this was predicted. So it's called the Age of Conflict. All the chaos we're seeing right now was predicted in Hinduism 1,000 years ago. Civilizations moved to predictive cycles. Not only did Hinduism predict this, economists are predicting this. Go watch my video on Saturday with Ray Dalio, last Friday with Ray Dalio, okay, the one that I did. This is predictive, Warriors. This has happened over and over and over again in time. You have to understand that. This has happened over and over and over again in time. So where we're at is we're in the period of weak men. We're going to use men specifically, right? So a weak society, let's use that. Sorry. So I mean, ideally, weak men. We're in a society of weak men where men have lost their ability to lead, where men have lost their ability to stand up, where men have lost their ability to find identity. And what happens is when we get into a period of weak men and weak society, we go into very, very hard times. The good news is when we go through the hard times, it develops strong character, strong men, and a strong society. Now, I'm picking on men right now because as I look around, and I can only relate to men. I'm a man, right? I mean, I understand I coach, you know, thousands of women. This isn't against the women. This is saying I'm talking to men specifically. Is that men are weakened right now. Men are not standing up for what they should do. We're addicted to pornography. We're addicted to video games. We're not standing up. We're not taking chances. We're not going out there and leading our families. We're more worried about baseball and football. And it's like, okay, so when the pandemic hit, everybody was worried about, when does my favorite football team come back on? When do we get sports back on? I'm like, why are you worried about that right now? Why aren't you worried about getting your shit together and in the best human time in human history? Everybody's like, when's my football team coming back on? When's this come? That's what everybody was worried about, my favorite sports team. I'm like, wow, we went and bought toilet paper instead of freaking getting our body strong and our mind strong and our gut healthy so we could survive this. All the things we did showed a very, 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 very weakened society. So how do you strengthen yourself, Warriors? Men and women. You get a fasting protocol going. You start studying nonstop. I'm getting back to my old behaviors of studying deep, 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 deep understanding of biblical terms and Jesus and allegory sense and understanding how did they survive back then? How did they rise up? Who were the ones that really changed society? They were the ones that stood back, took a look at what was happening, did the complete opposite. They rose up into Christ consciousness. They spent time in fasting and prayer, meditation, and really worked on themselves and stopped worrying about what society was doing worse. So we're in a period, a very dangerous period of weakened men. That's just a fact. We're going to go into very, very hard times. The good thing about hard times is it brings people together. We go into massive, abundant, good times. That's the beautiful thing about it, warriors, is we're heading to beautiful, abundant, good times. So I want to ask you a question, men and women. Which one are you going to be? Are you going to be the person who lifts your family up and rises to the occasion and sets your family up for generational wealth? Or are you going to be the one that lets it completely collapse into the ground and you sit back and complain? Because people, what's going to happen is, I'm just going to predict this, within the next 2 years, families are going to start moving in together because they're not going to be able to afford the actual massive inflation coming. 6.2% inflation in America. Are you paying attention to that? 6.2% inflation in America. Turkey collapsed at 20%. Their economy is collapsing right now. This is facts. This isn't bullshit on the news. Selman from our technical analysis team is in Turkey with his grandpa right now. This is actually happening. This is not bullshit news. Their economy is collapsing. Venezuela collapsed. You're probably like, well, that doesn't affect me. It's because we have our heads so far up our ass in America because we've had all this freedom. Well, guess what? 6.2%, they're printing money into oblivion. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, if I got the tie. I mean, this shit is crazy, warriors. Low interest rate environment. They're going to start slowly raising the interest rates on you. They're going to slowly start raising the interest rates on you. You're not ready for it, warriors. You are not ready for it. All of a sudden, your gas price is going to be $5, $6. A loaf of bread is going to be $3. Your gallon of milk is going to be $5, $6. And next thing you know, you're not going to be able to afford it. Your job won't be able to keep up with it. Your company won't be able to keep up with it. Your company won't be able to keep up with it. The supply chain management increases. And warriors, you're going to end up sitting there holding the bag, warriors. As the elites, the wealthy right now are becoming way more wealthy. I've increased my wealth dramatically in the last 2.5 years, warriors, because I just did the opposite of everybody else. So these are warning signals. These are get your shit together signals. You may as well try to get your shit together, warriors, and do the best you can and at least set yourself up. So when this comes back into periods of peace and prosperity, you're set. So we're going to continue to keep that theme going. What are the things you can do mentally? What are the things you can do spiritually? What can you do to protect your family, warriors? This is the time to get your shit together. Warriors, rise. Hey, warriors, just to let you guys know, I've been telling you to get your shit together. Click the link down below. We got the link fixed. The links was not working. So this is your chance to join the Warrior Academy. I'm telling you, warriors, about every 6 months, we're going to keep adding a ton more to the Academy, and we're going to keep increasing the price. So if you want to get locked into the Academy, now is your time, warriors. So we had a big price increase before because we added 10 times more value to the Academy. Access to my portfolio, exit strategy. You get to access to my team. You get access to cryptocurrency courses. So what is it? How to do it, and an example, warriors, 5 calls per week, access to our revolutionary 120-day challenge where you can get your shit together, warriors. We provide you everything you need to move into these hard times to come out on top. Warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.